Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, now into the third hour. I was trying to chronicle some of the admitted criminal actions of special military teams gearing up for martial law in the last two decades. And how this is all a big red herring talking about NSA spying. That's just to introduce you to your shackles. You know, first you just show the horse the bridle before you try to break them. You just get them used to seeing it. They're just, look at the bridle, looky. And then they show you the bridle, then you bring the horse some, the feed bag. You bring them the grain. You get them used to seeing the bridle and associating it with the grain. Look, here's the bridle. Keeps you safe. That's the grain. Bridle. Keep you safe. Martial law. Keep you safe. Martial law's coming for your own good. For your own good. Here's the... Let me put this on you. There. Let me... Oh, now you're much better. Now we can put you on the trailer and ship you to the glue factory. Or ship you over to France to be cut up into horse steaks. There's my analogy for you. Let's go to your calls and I'll get into the whole Iran situation. Big new developments there. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Arkansas. Welcome, Tony.
Hi, Alex. God bless you for what you do.
God bless you. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I had a quick comment on the American census, and if I could, just a quick quote also from George Washington that is so poignant for today, what we're facing. We had received one of those census fill-out forms, and I refused to do it.
Total violation of Fifth Amendment. Sorry, go ahead.
That's fine. Thank you. We got a call then. They follow it up with a call, and I explained to the lady that I had sent it on to my state representative. We know a state representative.
Well, since when do you get a census every year? Go ahead.
Amen. That's what I told him. I said, constitutionally, you guys can't do this. I said, we've contacted, which I did. I contacted ACLU in Little Rock, and they had told us that they are actually have a couple of cases where they're suing them because constitutionally they can only do this once every decade.
A federal court said in 2000 in Houston they can't do it.
Okay. I did not know that, but we refused to. We sent on to our state. And the woman on the phone said, and this is what she told me, she said, it is voluntary. You don't have to fill it out. Now, that amazed me. This is how much they buffalo us, and people tend to back down and just go, oh, I better fill it out. And then I explained to her my reasons, and what was funny is at the end of the phone call...
She agreed with me.
She agreed, yeah. She said, you know, 99% of what you just said, I agree with, but I have to forward this on. I said, go ahead, forward away. And if we will all stand up...
So you got her to admit it's voluntary, but when some cretin, a lot of them serious criminal records, shows up at your house, especially if you're not there, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Well, they love putting the screws to women, really intimidating them. Did you hear the stories about them busting into houses and stuff?
No, I did not.
Yeah, they go totally nuts.
And but we just must not in any way cow to that fear-mongering that they want to do, because as soon as they do, we've lost. And if I could, this is from America's God and Country. It's a terrific book. You can find it in most Christian bookstores. It's got quotes of the founding fathers and many people. Anyway, it says, this is so apropos from General Washington at the time. It was when the American forces were getting ready to engage King George, the British. This is a great quote, and I thank you. Here it is, Alex. The time is now near at hand, which must probably determine whether Americans are to be free men or slaves, whether they are to have any property they can call their own, whether their houses and farms are to be pillaged and destroyed, and themselves consigned to a state of wretchedness from which no human efforts will deliver them. The fate of unborn millions will now depend under God on the courage of this army. Our cruel and unrelenting enemy leaves us only the choice of brave resistance or the most abject of submission. We have therefore resolved to conquer or die.
And I believe he goes on to say he puts it in the hands of God and asks for divine providence.
It's just awesome.
First battles, it would be 6,000 against 40,000.
And amen, Alex, and thank you, with God and truth is on our side. We've just got to stand up to these, and if we do it now, it'll be harder.
When you throw in with righteousness, when you throw in on the right side, when you throw in, what God really likes to see is his first waves of his people get crushed and destroyed, and then God always comes in after that point. A lot of us are going to have to die doing this. It's going to happen, but that is a good price to pay to defeat this enemy, because more of us will die if we serve him.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. I mean, that's why you got to commit, folks. You got to commit like George Washington did when he was facing down 40,000 of King George's battle-hardened troops. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's the real world. Face it. It's always better to face the truth, not to deny it, not to rationalize, not to make excuses. I want to get into Iran here in just a few minutes. Let's get to some more of these calls first, moving quickly, hopefully. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, hey, I just wanted to make a couple of points. First of all, this is a message to the cowardly Congress, cowardly and corrupt Congress, and the puppet that's in the White House. And, of course, members of Congress are criminally covering up for the criminal activities of the Bush administration.
They know all about the troops and
major national interest and national security. And Alex, I wanted to say that, you know, first of all, CIA Porter Gauss was the worst appointment ever in CIA history as far as being a CIA director, and several analysts have said that. And of course, what they don't want to admit, their CIA operatives and CIA agents, you know, the CIA don't care about those guys. They will hang them out to dry. But my point is this. And this is, again, to the Congress and to the puppet that's up in the White House. There are people within their own government, people that are working with them and for them, that are not liking what's going on. There's people, there's former government agents, there's current government agents that want to restore constitutional order. And this is my prediction, Alex. If President Bush, this puppet, and this cowardly, corrupt Congress tries to institute martial law, and if they try any of their dirty little tricks, this is my prediction. These former government agents and these agents who want to restore constitutional order, you know, we're not the ones they're going to have to worry about. They're going to have to worry about these former government agents and these current government agents that are going around.
Well, how many of them have we had on this broadcast, former and current?
Exactly.
Top conservatives saying we're going into martial law. Ron Paul said the last time he was on about a month and a half ago that the government is preparing to go into martial law and to start arresting people and to actually set up a Nazi Germany-type system. He said it. Without me even prompting him, he said we're in danger of a total takeover.
Well, my prediction is this. If they try to pull any of those dirty tricks, these former government agents and these agents that want to restore constitutional order, these former government agents and agents are going to go around the country. Okay, they're going to be targeting these officials. They're going to be targeting government buildings, okay, just like they did in the Oklahoma City bombing, okay, where they went in with brass angle irons and C4 explosives and blew up the building, okay. They're going to, these government officials and these government buildings, okay, they're going to have to be worried, they're going to be have to be, you know, what's going to happen if we go to work, because these former government agents and these agents are not going to, they're not going to allow this to happen to what they're trying to do.
Listen, I appreciate your call. I don't really get the last point you're making. We know Oklahoma City was a government op, and I know you obviously know that because you talked about how there were plastic explosives on the pillars, and that's admitted. Yes, that's publicly available if you want to go research it. It's like a public secret is what I like to call it. Most people know it. Even FBI agents have gone public about it, but still some people don't know about it, and the government itself keeps denying it. But I don't want to count on foggy, mysterious people in the government that are going to save us at the last minute. Now, how many former Special Forces commanders have gone public and said they'll fight against this tyranny? Many of them. We've had, I don't know, probably 10 of them on in the last few years. How many people in the military have emailed me, written me, called the show, and said they're aware of it? I mean, we've had, you know, former Delta Force commanders call in who ran very famous operations. I don't have time to get off all into it, saying that they're not going to go along with it. We've had so many people who aren't idiots, who do know, who have been on the inside, that do have the big picture, who will not go along with it. What do you think all these leaks are? Some of the leaks are staged, or the government tries to spin them, but some of the leaks are real. That is, they're coming from people that are very upset and angry. What happens is the media will then, sometimes when a really damaging leak comes out, say that the Pentagon's spying on all these domestic groups and it's admitted, suddenly then they'll all focus on NSA looking at foreign phone calls to the U.S., you know, the most minimalistic problem or one of the smallest things that's going on that they can somewhat defend. Again, it's a straw man that they build up and they put out there to then have a debate about that. To then divert us off of just the cornucopia of other examples that are patently criminal that cannot be defended. So it's a game of brinksmanship. And yes, the good news is the people are responding, government, non-government, private sector, it doesn't matter. All over the place, people are getting it. I mean, think about it. Think about it. I mean, there have been a lot of bold and brave radio stations like WBCR in Tennessee and KCXL in Kansas City and the Sunshine Network in upstate New York and WVTJ in Pensacola, Florida and KGFK in Austin. And all of these stations and 1260 AM, I could go on, there's dozens and dozens of them that have had us on for 6, 7, 8 years. I guess longer than that. Time is just flying past us. But now there are stations every week turning us on. It isn't a, you know, a station every few weeks or a station every month. It's stations every week. And used to we'd have new stations turn us on and a station turn us off. We seem to kind of hover around between 50 and 80 affiliates. Now it's gone way past that, and we're gaining new affiliates all the time. And they're conservative stations. They're Air America stations where it's a private owner who starts figuring out that Air America isn't going far enough. Or as part of a false left-right paradigm, at least some of their hosts are. Some are good. And so they're putting us on in prime time on bigger and bigger stations. Because, listen, if you can prove it, it's like Missouri with the show me state. If you can show people that you're telling the truth, if I can make a claim and then go, hey, by the way, there's 5 articles admitting it and the legislation, here's the subsection, then it doesn't matter how horrible the stuff I talk about is, because it's true. So right there is a really good indicator. Now, the globalists can carry out a terror attack tomorrow or next week or next year, and they'll get the momentum back on their side for a while, but now they lose that momentum quicker and quicker. for the first week after the London bombing, I said, looks like a government op, but we can't prove that. Let's see if it's provocateur or if it's real. It could be real. But even if it's real, we shouldn't give up all of our freedoms because of this. And then major publications were already saying it could be the government before I was even ready to, you know, give it our certification for what that's worth, that clearly it's a government op. And then we can have somebody like John Loftus, head of counterterrorism in the Clinton administration for the FBI, with a national show on ABC radio, and he goes on Fox News and goes, a SWAT clearly is MI6 and looks like the British government, at least provocateur this attack and let it happen, may be involved. I mean, he never talked to Alex Jones to go say that. He didn't get that from me. The guy lives in New York City. He's a senior, a retired FBI agent, very respected. He came out and said what I was saying. Because, I mean, if it's the truth, folks, it's the truth. Veritas stands on its own. The truth stands on its own. And to go through the London bombing evidence, again, it's an orgy of evidence. You start clicking off and ticking off the reasons, it just, there's hundreds of red flags. Same with 9/11. It's purely an inside job. And now the globalists carry out attacks. People immediately go, hey, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. So that's really, really exciting. I want to get into Iran, but let's keep going to calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Missouri. Don, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, keep up that exercise routine. I love your passion. Hey, listen, I called a couple of days ago about a question. I'm afraid I didn't develop it adequately enough, and I think it's an important question. I'd love to get your response to it.
Okay.
It has to do with the place of the United States in the pecking order of the New World Order and the rivalry or whatever between the euro and the dollar and why it is that the U.S. is always the government that's involved with the worst dirty tricks on the planet, just like Paul Watson wrote about recently. And it goes back to World War II when Churchill was wanting reassurances from FDR that after the war, the U.S. would help England's empire from unraveling, and Roosevelt wouldn't do it. And it seems that after he died and the war was over, that the U.S. elites decided to go ahead and let the British Empire die and replace it with an American empire. But it would be a different one instead of having viceroys.
Well, I would say it this way. It's like Microsoft hypothetically merging, if the trustbusters allowed it, let's say merging with Apple. So it wouldn't be that Apple disappeared or went away. It would just kind of merge or become an amalgamate into one. Listen, it's just like a lot of big car dealership chains are owned by the same owners. There's a big chain. There's two chains in Texas, really owned by one guy, but they like to create the illusion of two different brands. And the two major companies will actually compete against each other because they are free market to the extent of that they do have managers competing with each other. I mean, even in one company, you'll have real competition within that company. So the New World Order is competing with itself at certain levels, but at the top, it is centralized. I mean, this has even been in Forbes magazine several times. They have a list of who owns most of America. And first, it's British families. Next, it's Dutch. Then it is Americans, then it's Germans, and then after that it goes on down the line with the French, and then the Saudi Arabians, and then the Japanese. So take the Carlyle Group. Queen of England's the majority owner, and then she owns large portions of Lockheed. She owns large portions of fast food chains. She owns, I mean, they literally own large sections of major oil companies, the controlling stock, large portions and portfolios in media and in newspapers. So no, really, sir, it really is the Rothschilds and the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the German royal family that runs the Dutch and the British. From all of my research and the real scholarly reports and their own documents, they own like half the world's wealth conservatively.
Well, I don't disagree with that at all in terms of the financial factors and the occultic bloodlines and all that stuff. But the United States has built up this powerful military, and you know that Within any conspiracy or alliance of nations, there's always rivalry, and I can't imagine why the American elites would want to just give up their military and their control over the world.
Maybe by combining forces. Well, sir, stay there. We'll talk about it more. It's a very important question. Listen, the major universities in America in the last 150 years openly were bought off by British money. They paid for the scholarships of most of the congressmen. They own them. They go to British schools. They're not giving up power. They have power.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It works like this. The British Empire was already the most powerful empire in the world in the 1780s, 1790s, 1800, especially after they defeated Napoleon. And there was a divorce between the colonies and the British, but by the 1880s, 1890s, they had already started buying off most of the newspapers and most of the banks, and they got their banking system in and then fully got it in 1913. And so it's just like if you get a divorce from your wife and then a year later, hey, baby, let's get back together. So I think that, you know, confusing the two, America is the big engine, the pudding pie that has been funding and feeding this whole thing. And, again, a lot of Americans know we're an empire now. I've seen news articles where they go, yeah, we're an empire, so what? It's our job. But it's not an empire of good. It's an empire of control and domination. And so they just go out and fund and create enemies or carry out terror attacks against their populations to mobilize us, to stir us up to go after their enemies. So I hope that makes sense to you, Don. I don't really understand your question. Are you saying you don't understand why this elite would give up their power? They're not giving up their power. It's like cousins teaming up together to run a business together. They get more power inside this system that's just like a university. You know, the power gets passed down.
Oh, I agree, and they certainly aren't going to lose in this whole thing. But the point is, you know, the human pride and rivalry and all that stuff, like the old saying goes, he who makes the who has the gold can make the rules, but he who has the guns can take the gold, you know? And I'm wondering if this Bush administration, and he really does seem to be hated by the Europeans, and one of the reasons we invaded Iraq...
Well, that's the European population, sir. Look at Jacques Chirac saying he'll nuke Iran right now, and Europe's solidly on board to go into Iran.
Well, what if we're trying to manipulate Europe to get behind an attack on
Iran?
That's
their population.
Their population?
Yeah, they're getting them on board like 9/11 got us on board for Iraq.
Yeah, well,
it's an encouragement.
This neocon administration, it seems different. All the other White Houses since World War II seem to have been overtly supportive of the EU and the UN and all that. But this one's seen, I wonder if they're making a bid.
There were policy reports a decade ago saying people are getting wise to the left-right paradigm, so they have to then take it to a global level. It's a false bipolar diversion.
Well, there's no doubt that Bush is the perfect Trojan horse. You know,
well, it's just like the... thanks for the call. It's just like Bush will say he's against the UN and they're bad, and then he'll double their funding, literally. It's theater, sir. It's like the Democrats and Republicans having these staged fights. It's staged, sir. I mean, carnies at a carnival will stage a scam to separate you from your money. They'll act, you know, good cop, bad cop. Two cops will stage an argument where one plays good, one plays bad. And that, I mean, don't you know the elite does that? I know you know that. Let's go to Don in New York. Go ahead, Don.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I'm just was bringing up something that I needed to get some information from you that I've been having a hard time doing, but I need to do this. And that is, the part of it is give me liberty or give me death, and I must do this because God demands us of us, all of us, to stand up as citizens of the United States of America.
Must do it. Tell us what you must do.
To get a copy of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, because I honestly, myself, don't remember everything that's in it, and I need to get copies of it so that they're complete, because I got books with it in it, but it's too many pages of mixed garbage.
Well, sir, do you have a computer?
No, my daughter does.
Okay, well, just do this. Go to your daughter and say, hon, will you type Bill of Rights in to Google? Will you type Declaration of Independence? Will you type Constitution? And they're all not that long, probably 20, 30 sheets of paper, depending on type size. And you just click on it, and you hit the print button. It'll come out of the printer, and then you'll have it. Or you can go to any large bookstore, and they do normally have little booklets that have it in it. Also, you can call the network right now, which I never promote. I should do this. They have a deal where they will sell you citizen rule books, I think for like $2 a piece or something. Or they have a deal where you get a silver dollar and then along with two citizen rule books for, I think, $24.95. And you can call this number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and they will sell you a citizen rule book.
Can you say that a little slower? 800-6-
sure. Yeah, 1-800-686-2237.
2-8-3-7?
I don't know if you read it back right. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir, and I'm glad that you want to do that. I commend you. Most Americans have never looked at it, and God bless you for calling. A very important question. That number for those that miss it, 800-686-2237. I know I talk fast, so let me say that again. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
All right, I'll continue taking calls, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Someday I ought to just read the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, on air. In fact, maybe I should just do that right now. I've got several pocket constitutions here. It is important to do, but let me just read a little bit of the Declaration of Independence, then I'm going to get into the Iran situation, and then we'll take a few final calls here for those that have been holding patiently. This is the Declaration of Independence, action of Second Continental Congress, July 4th, 1776. Yes, it's more than just about fireworks and hot dogs and T-bones and Budweiser, ladies and gentlemen. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which has connected them with another, kind of like a local carpetbagger here in town. I don't want anything to do with them. See, I'm in the same boat here. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which has connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind require that they should declare the cause which impel them to separate. And that's what we do here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 and, of course, back from 9 to midnight with a rebroadcast from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. all time central. We are the discussions. We are here putting forward the proofs of the criminality and the evil that we live under. And I'm having one of those moments. What was that called for the 10 years before the Revolutionary War? Committees of correspondence, yes, little private newsletters discussing what was really going on. The printing press, listing the crimes of the corrupt government. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, originally property, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, not by a president saying he's got unlimited power, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles as organizing its powers in such form as to them shall be seen most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prejudice, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, and boy, if that ain't what we're under right now, I don't know what, that's where we're going, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this fact, let us be submitted to candid world. Again, to prove this fact, be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for public good. Again, he doesn't follow his own laws. He just does whatever he wants. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance. Open borders, won't do anything about it. Unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. See, it's like Bush signs bills now and says, we won't execute this if I don't want to. So just vetoing it, and then two-thirds of the Congress should overturn that. No, he just says, no, I'm going to sign it, but I'll tell the bureaucracy what to do. He just makes law by his statements, which presidents don't do. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature. Same thing the feds come in and do by fiat. A right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of the public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. Now, same thing. These regional boards, these unelected boards, the WTO, the IMF, the World Bank, they have governmental power signed over by the executive in treaties, and then we have no control over our own lives. There's many other countless parallels to all of this. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with mainly firmness his invasions of the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise. So, see, they're saying you have let tyranny run rampant and your bureaucrats run rampant and do all this, and so you say we don't have any power. Well, that's not true. It reverses to us. We all always have the innate power. The state remaining in the meantime exposed to all dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. Again, open borders, internationalism, all of it. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states from the purpose of obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners. He wouldn't let more Europeans in. Refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither. And raising the conditions of new applications and appropriations of lands. Wouldn't let people expand westward. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone, oh boy, that's happening now, for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices, boy, isn't that the government, and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance with fines and fees and regulations, I add. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies, militarized police, without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent and superior to the civil power, now happening. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution, international treaty, and mercantilism, and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation, fiat, color of law garbage, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by mock trial from punishment, Ruby Ridge, Waco, on and on and on, for murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states. Exactly. It goes on and on for page after page. For cutting off trade with all parts of the world. Well, that was the reverse of what's now happening. Now they're flooding us with slave goods. For imposing taxes on us without our consent. For depriving us, in many cases, of the benefits of trial by jury. Now happening in America and England. For transporting us beyond the seas to be tried for pretended offenses. Guantanamo, folks, many other places. Our citizens being sent overseas to be tried for hate laws they violated here. Hate laws of foreign countries being retroactive here. For abolishing the free system of English laws in the neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example, turn the page, and a fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule in these colonies. For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments. For suspending our legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases from the executive, which is what they're doing. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burned our towns, destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries. Oh, man, exact things happening. Already 24% of the troops in Iraq are Latin American, Mexican troops, Dutch troops running, firefighting or in New Orleans. It's all setting the precedent. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely parallel in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy to head of a civilized nation. See, because this was all signed and done when the fighting had already been going on for months. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored, exactly, race war, and playing everybody off against each other, and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is the undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. And again, folks, I'm against what happened to Native Americans, but it isn't like that they weren't the majority then and that the Brits weren't hiring them to just go in and kill whole villages, okay? In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms, which we've done today. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be ruler of a free people, nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us, international law. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interpret our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, to do in the name, by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are of right and ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, who runs our country today, folks, same fight, and that all politics connections between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as a free and independent state, they have full power to levy war against you trash, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do, and for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Amen to that, and I call for another declaration of independence against the enemy. Okay, now let's talk about Iran. See, they like to, the British would team up with their French cousins, their Norman cousins, routinely, the letters are now public, and say, oh, we're having problems at home, let's have a war. And they would, the Brits even kept Brittany and France, and they would just have these 100-year wars. It's just staged. It's just staged. Americans believe Iran is the biggest threat to the U.S. Now, this will be a real war. Americans believe Iran poses the greatest danger to the United States, followed by China, Iraq, and South Korea, according to a poll. This is an article out of UPI. I got another one here out of AFP. How dumb. That's got to be a typo. AFP's a French news agency. Agency French Presse, however you say it. I got to go get the actual poll numbers. I bet that's true. It's probably not a typo. they probably don't know what North and South Korea are. You got it. This is crazy. Americans believe Iran poses the greatest danger to the United States, followed by China, Iraq, and South Korea. Okay. According to a poll by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, Iran's nuclear program, which the West suspects is weapons-oriented, is considered by far the biggest threat to the U.S. by 65% of 1,502 people surveyed in the February 1st through 5th poll. 72% believe that Israel would be the target of an Iranian nuclear weapons should they come into being, and face virtual annihilation with Israel's 400 nukes. While 66% believe Europe and the United States would most likely fall under the mushroom cloud. And 53% through the United States was dictating too much of its time to the Iranian nuclear issue. 72% said the United Nations should take the lead, and 51% the European Union. North Korea's nuclear program merited 60% danger rating, followed by China as an emerging power. So at least Americans get a little bit of it, because they say North later, so that must be a typo in the translation. At least 60% know that the real threat is North Korea and China. But they think that's number two. Iran is way down the line, boys and girls, if there are real threats. Number one is the military-industrial complex crime syndicate, the Royal Crime Syndicate. And they haven't been in power for hundreds of years for nothing. They're ruthless. They're cunning. They know you're naive, and they're going to do bad things to you unless you wake up. Real simple. And that won't change the facts, folks. You can deny it all day long. Then number two is China. Number three is North Korea. Probably North Korea could almost be number one, because Kim Jong-il really is running things, and he's a total psychopath, a demonic dwarf. So I kind of vacillate there. I mean, China's openly saying they'll nuke us and destroy us in official press releases. So Iran will not have a nuke conservatively for 3 years. I should say liberally. You know, the most extreme analysis that is based on reality is 3 years of totally left to their own devices. 10 years is what the CIA's own reports say. But Dick Cheney will get on TV and say that they're going to get nukes in the next few months, so it must be true. Clearly, Iran's trying to get a nuke. They look at North Korea, who runs around threatening to nuke everyone and shoots a test missile in 99, or was it early 2000, that actually hit Alaska, a dummy missile. Mainstream news, but never in our news. Kept very quiet here, but all over the European and South Korean press. They fired dummy missiles, four times now at Japan that crashed just a few miles off their coast. This is what they're doing. We have people firing dummy missiles that are hitting our country. And we got to worry about Iran. Diplomacy, Iran can be worked with. The globalists don't want that. They want a fight because they can shut down any type of domestic arguing. They can feed the military-industrial complex through their private defense contractor coffers. And they can set up their new world order. And it's going to be your sons and daughters that are going to die in this. None of it is needed. Iran is run by a bunch of lunatics. Governments are normally run by lunatic, out-of-control people. But the out-of-control lunatics over there are nothing. Iran isn't putting cancer viruses in their population's vaccines. They don't fluoridate their water, boys and girls. They don't. They are, by the way, have rules banning aspartame over there. You know, they actually care about their population. They see their population as kind of like their cattle, but they want to take care of their cows. The globalists over here are a bunch of Malthusian, social Darwinistic nut freaks who are openly saying they want to kill 85 to 95% of us in policy reports. So, understand, I'm not saying, you know, when the globalists say China's a threat, yes, they are. But who armed them? Same thing with North Korea, Rumsfeld, as usual. Come back, take a few final calls, wrap up this transmission. What a broadcast today. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. A lot of new specials, a lot of new videos and books. Books on tape, t-shirts that we've got at the Infowars.com video and bookstore. Order your hard copies there today or get a membership for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got Dylan Avery's new 9/11 Loose Change video, Loose Change 2. He authorized us to post that up there, and it's really great. We just posted the Tex Mars interview, and now the interview with David Stahl's going up there. The Sully Costello interview's going up there next week. And then we're going to have a Iraq reporter, photojournalist in here studio tomorrow. And then we're going to have Robert Galen Ross in here in studio on Friday. And again, we can put these up pretty much in a day or so, unedited, but we cut out all the breaks or all the side issues or the plugs, and we add in some documents and photos, and then spice up the audio for you, and then we post those as little reports for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Another reason to join. All my films are there, by the way, and it's a great activist center to download these interviews and burn them to DVD and give them to folks or disc. Let's quickly go to calls. Let's talk to John in California. John, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to be on your show. New listener here. And
welcome.
I can't get enough. You just, like, energized my whole day. So I had a comment about Albert Gonzalez when he was testifying, and I just seem to recall back in late September 2000.
Yeah, he wouldn't say he was against torture. He wouldn't renege on saying they're allowed to kill people.
That too. But also he was talking about, monitoring calls. And the FBI, I remember, they said there was like 5,000 Al-Qaeda operatives in the U.S. directly after the attacks. Since that time, we've had, no prosecutions, maybe about a dozen arrests. It's just like a real false information that went up a long time
ago. Well, that's because Massaoui started saying, hey, I was involved with the government, and they said, that's it, he can't talk, you're not allowed to talk, we're not going to try him now.
That's right.
Keep him in a naval brig.
I just, it keeps going on and on. There's always the news reports, and then people just have their memory just lapses. They just don't go back and look at what was said in the newspapers, and so, that's part of what I appreciate from you. You're always vigilant.
Well, if I was the general public, I would be really upset and scared that total criminals are in control. I mean, you can't deny it. And no amount of ball games or Budweiser is going to wash that away. I mean, this is real. We're facing it. We don't want to end up like Nazi Germany. We can stop it.
Hey, Alex, when are you going on your road tour? You going to take a bus out and go to different stadiums?
You know, I've done the math. Oh, I could probably go to a lot of towns and get 500 or 1,000 people out in each town. I'm not big enough to do that. Number one, I've done the math. I can sit in my house and do radio interviews, and I go out and confront people and do interviews and travel around. I mean, I go all over. But I just have to do it on the weekends. When I went to England, I was there 3 days because I didn't want to miss the radio show and the work here. I mean, I can do 2 or 3 radio interviews a day and reach millions and then do my own show or go have that personal thing. And a lot of people do it because they are egomaniacs. I'm not saying it's bad to be on road trips. It's just that they really get off on it. They don't connect with large populations over the microphone. They connect with it at a simian level of, I'm the big monkey up in front of all the other people. Ook, ooka, ooka, I'm big. And so they just get off on it. I've seen so many people just go wild when there's a crowd of people in front of them and are just on power trips. It does nothing for me. I like being able to meet and talk to people, but at the same time, all the, oh, you're so great, just I can't handle it. Listen, thanks a lot, bro, and take care. I'm sorry to Giami. Oh, let's talk to Giami. I'm sorry to the other callers, if I'm pronouncing that right. Caller from Maryland, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Good. Quick question. Alex, you and I both do radio shows, and we try to get people to get off their butts and do things. They're going to shut down the Internet pretty soon. What do we do?
we expose how they're trying to shut down the net, openly saying it at their big conventions. And that's mainstream news, folks. They're shutting it down, forcing us onto a new one with no freedom to speak of, and we just expose it. And they've been trying it for a couple of years, and so it's going to be really unpopular. So we warn the people. Tell you what, call me back tomorrow. I apologize you held for 30 minutes and we didn't get to you. Sorry, everybody else. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.